This podcast is presented by Student Ministry Publishing of Lifeway Christian Resources, Biblical Solutions for Life.
Welcome to another episode of Studies with Life Focus Podcast. I'm your host, Alice Stegeman. We are finishing up Unit 2 of the Spring Quarter in our Bible study materials for the month of April. Once again, I'd like to welcome our guest for this unit, Jimmy Hester. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Alice. This month's flown by.
Yes, it has. And I do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. It's been a good conversation and discussion. We are in the unit that's entitled What's Up with Ministry, and this week we're going to be looking at the Bible study for the week of April the 25th, and this one is called Back It Up. The life question is, it's my money, why should I give it? And the biblical truth is, we are to support Christ's ministry financially through His church. And the focal passages are 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 8 through 15, and chapter 9, verses 6 through 11. The key verse is 2 Corinthians 9:7. As you can tell by the live question, we're going to be talking about money this week and about stewardship and why that is an important part of the ministry picture. So point one is that giving demonstrates our commitment. This comes from 2 Corinthians 8, verses 8 through 11. What did you see here, Jimmy?
Well, we're going to go back and talk about, like we have in other lessons, what's our motivation for giving. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. And it's going to be Paul's message again, as he reinforces it now in this very practical aspect of living, to say to us that we should give as a response to Christ and not for anything we can get out of it. Mm-hmm. It reflects our devotion to Christ is just exactly what Paul would say what he's getting at here. What he's doing here, if we remember the situation he's in, he's trying to get the church in Corinth to complete the giving of an offering that he had asked them to begin to demonstrate their sincerity of their commitment to the gospel. So it's what they're doing to demonstrate their commitment to the gospel by giving this offering that's going back to the church in Jerusalem. So that should be our intent too, that we should be giving to demonstrate our commitment to Christ. And the giving that we should be doing should be to His church. Mm-hmm. And so that's the basis of what we're going to be talking about today. And then we're going to move to other points as you're going to move us in that direction in just a minute. But this is a foundation for it and the motivation behind it.
Right. That lays the groundwork. And then the second point comes out of verses 12 through 15 in chapter 8, which is how the giving that we do matches up with needs.
Yeah. And this is where this is really where the rubber hits the road, as you might say, because, you know, we can minister to needy people near and far by giving of our financial resources through our church. That's the amazing thing to me, and to see how our money is really in some ways multiplied as we come together to give as believers. And then that money ends up having an impact all around the world, supporting missionaries and meeting specific needs in disaster situations and other kind of things. So we can really see, we can see it happening through the missions offerings that we give and through the monies that we give. You know, the money just doesn't stay right there in our own church, but it really goes out and multiplies itself in so many ways to reach people and meet their needs. And so, you know, to me, that's a motivation and a reward in our giving to the church that we may not see in giving to other things in our world, in our society, and a willingness to be a cheerful giver, you know, is really more important than anything we give, because that's really where I kind of asked that question or said that in our first session. So what's in it for me?
Right.
Well, what's in it for you here is to have that reward of being a cheerful giver. And that's so much more than just the amount of money that we give.
Right, because it's more about attitude than it is amount.
It is.
Right.
It very much is.
Which should be an encouragement to teenagers, too, that you know, don't have a lot of resources, perhaps, to give. And they may think, well, what does my, you know, $1 or $2, what difference does that make if I give it? But if it's given with an attitude of willingness and that you're really wanting to help and wanting to give what you can, you know, proportionally out of what you have, that that's really what counts.
It really is. And the whole idea of sacrificial giving.
Right.
The passages that we're looking at this week, chapters 8 and 9 in 2 Corinthians, they're the most extensive teaching in all of the New Testament on Christian stewardship. Mm-hmm. And so it really does allow the discussion here to get down to the real nitty-gritty of the motivation behind it, mm-hmm. and the way it meets needs and the benefits that we're getting ready to talk about of the giver. And so it's a real critical mm-hmm. passage. And it's great that we've got a Sunday to be able to talk to our students about mm-hmm. this whole idea of giving. So they see it more as, okay, I'm giving money so we can turn the lights on at the church. Mm-hmm. No, it's way more than that. And mm-hmm. it goes out in so many areas of life.
Right. Point three is that giving actually benefits the one who gives. And this comes out of 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 11. And Jimmy, I feel like this may be an opportunity for teachers to help to correct some wrong thinking here, because this has been used as a proof text for the wrong kind of idea that, you know, the motivation for giving is so that we get back. And so we can have an opportunity to give some balance to our students on this.
Yeah, we should challenge that and correct that for our students, because it really is sad to see a preacher or some evangelist who will stand up and make that statement that if you give to me or to give to our ministry, then you're going to become wealthy.
Uh-huh.
And you may become wealthy, but not in the sense he's talking about. Mm-hmm. He's talking about in the sense, or he gives you the impression that you're going to be financially wealthy if you give to him or to his ministry. And that's not the intent of this at all. The benefit of the giver. I tell you what, I like, this is a quote from Julian of Norwich, who said, "A cheerful giver does not count the cost of what he gives. His heart is set on pleasing and cheering him to whom the gift is given." Mm. Now, when you think of it that way, that just takes this whole issue of me getting wealthier mm-hmm. out of the picture. When the motivation and the benefit that I'm receiving as a giver is the joy and the satisfaction I can see in the result of what I'm giving to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it is a good opportunity for us to clarify that for our students mm-hmm. and allow them to help them understand that to be a cheerful giver really does mean that you're going to bring joy and satisfaction and help to people who need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's an element there of faith, too, to realize that when we give, we may not get back materially what we've given, but God is still going to take care of us and still going to take care of our needs.
Exactly. It really is.
To wrap up for today, our life question once again is, it's my money, why should I give it? And the main points we want to drive home are, giving demonstrates commitment. Number two, giving meets needs. And number three, giving benefits the giver. There are additional free helps available at lifeway.com/myextra. You'll find some current news stories there and a way to relate them to the sessions for this month. Also, you'll find songs that can be downloaded that will support your teaching plan. Other links that are listed there are an email address to which you can send feedback to our Life Focus editorial staff, a link to our community on Ning at lifewayextra.ning.com, a link to our Twitter page at twitter.com/lifefocus, and a link to a survey that we would encourage you to complete at lifeway.com/lifefocussurvey. Thanks for listening. This is Alice Stegeman. Hope to have you with us next month for another edition of Life Focus Podcast.